Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
Good morning. What a different week we've gone through. You know, a few weeks ago, we had that warm, warm spell, and we were talking about maybe open water fishing would be here earlier. And then we had an extreme cold set in, and a lot of things refroze. And now we're headed a little cool this weekend, but extremely warm. It's going to be in the 50s, I think, after starting Monday for as far out as I looked at the schedule, even close to 60. So I think we're finally going through a transition. Doesn't mean we won't have cold weather and things won't change on us yet, but we're going to cover a lot of ground today. We're going to talk a little bit about the ice fishing on the Front Range. It's kind of sketchy. Right now, I probably would avoid it myself. I know there's spots where it seems safe, but it gets so difficult to judge the ice when it thaws and refreezes. And it's very, you know, we just don't want anybody to have a tragedy. Open water is coming. There's going to be some shore fishing available, and we're going to get to that, talk about that today. We're going to talk about their big game draw, which starts, you know, you can start sending in your big game draw on Monday. We'll talk more about that. And then we'll talk some about some fly fishing down in the Arkansas River. And we're also going to talk ice fishing up in the mountains, because we have several weeks of really good, some of the best ice fishing of the year coming up in the mountains. And along that line, let's go to the phones. And joining us from Fishing with Bernie is Dan Shannon. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Terry. How are you?
You know, I'm doing really well. And as much as the ice fishing is going to deteriorate here on the Front Range, it probably already has. At least I think I would be pretty skeptical about going out. And we're going to see open water starting to appear with these warm temperatures. Big lakes up in the mountains, especially like Granby, Blue Mesa, Williams Fork, Wolford. I mean, those lakes up there, substantial waters, take a while to freeze. But when they do, they stay frozen for a while. You're probably headed for one of your best times of the ice fishing year, aren't you?
We are. The bite is actually starting to pick up already as we head into March. March is definitely one of our favorite times of the year to get out there. The snow starts to melt a little bit. We get a little bit of extra runoff coming in, a little early runoff coming into the lakes. And I think the bite in March and into early April can be some of the best times of the year.
Well, it really has. In fact, you guys are experiencing some pretty good fishing right now, both numbers and big fish. Let's talk a minute about big fish, because, you know, most people really want to just go catch fish, but everybody wants that dream in the back of their mind of catching a big fish. I talked to you earlier in the week, and you said you had caught a 41.5-inch, 30-pound lake trout on Granby. Are you seeing numbers of big fish this winter, and do you expect it to pick up?
We started January was excellent for the big fish. That's our typical early ice bite for the big fish. It started out really well. We went through a period there in early February where the bite got very difficult. We were working hard to get one to two bites from good fish in a day. Here in the last week or two, it's started to pick up. I think that's going to be our trend as we move into March. So last week or two, we've been averaging 5 to 7 bites a day from trophy-sized fish. And then put that 41.5-incher on the ice. That's the biggest fish I've ever had a client catch. So it's a pretty special fish.
Now, how about numbers? Have you been seeing numbers all along? Are they picking up? What's happening with numbers of fish?
The numbers have been pretty consistent. The thing that we've been finding is that you need to find fish that are willing to bite. You can find fish out throughout the lake. The thing about ice fishing is you find fish anywhere from shallow 20-foot depths all the way down to 100-foot depths once the water temperature is all the same temp. Now you just got to move around to find the fish that want to bite, that are in that position, part of the lake where they're actually feeding instead of just in their rest mode.
You know, that's a pretty good point. And it applies to big fish, too, that people think of lake trout as this deep fish. You got to be 100, 200 feet deep, but lake trout can't tolerate water over 55 degrees. It's actually lethal to them if it's extended periods of time. So when the surface water is warm, they tend to go deep. They're more comfortable. They love cold water. But when the water, like you mentioned, throughout the lake is 40 degrees or colder, they'll be anywhere. And this opens up an opportunity for the big fish and the numbers of fish to feed on other things like trout and kokanee and things, so that it gives them that opportunity. So you oftentimes find them shallower than people think, don't you?
Absolutely. That shallow bite, especially in the low light periods of the day. You know, lake trout are predator fish. They're up in there looking for that one big easy meal. It takes a few calories to keep that fish that's 30 inches or larger fed and going. So they tend to at times look for that one larger meal versus eating a whole bunch of little meals.
Yeah, you know, don't we all? You know, and this time of the year, a lot of times you won't find the small fish with the big fish because they become lunch for the big fish, right?
What? Absolutely, and that's something that you tend to see on some of the other lakes besides Granby, like Williams Fork. Those fish out there, they tend to be in the big fish. You'll find them in some of the same locations that you do with the smaller fish because they're eating each other.
Yeah, it really. Before we get into what's happening in some of the other lakes, let's talk about, if I want to come up to Granby and fish for lake trout, give me a couple ideas. First, a numbers fish, and how many, if you get into them, how many can you catch, and what type of techniques would you use? But then how would you change that if you're targeting big fish?
So right now, as we head into March, there's a really good suspended fish bite as we get to that farther into March, as we get into the more spring conditions. So as we're chasing the suspended fish, we're going out over deep humps, and that we're out in 100, 110 feet of water, but we're looking for the fish that are cruising. So we're fishing suspended presentations like small bucktail jigs, spoons, small paddle tails like that Kitech minnow, and things along that line, looking up in the water column, really using our electronics, watching the Vexilar, and we'll be dropping those baits down to the bottom, reeling them up, watching for the chasers, and working the fish that are up in the water column. I think this happens primarily because the kokanee move out there and the other fish suspended, so the lake trout follow them out. It can be a really fun bite because it's like playing a video game with your electronics.
Now, do you do a different presentation for the big when you're fish versus when you're fishing the numbers?
So when I fish, I don't necessarily do a different presentation. We change the locations that we're at. We more target, as we get in, we start targeting the same locations you would fish for rainbow trout in. So like the mouths of creeks, where the water's starting to come in, where there's that extra oxygen, extra food for the rainbow trout, we'll start fishing probably less than 20 feet of water, pretty common, looking for the larger fish. So same thing with the large rainbow trout imitation, big bucktail jigs, and like the larger paddle tails, flukes, things along those lines.
Now, how long would you expect Granby to have some substantially pretty good fishing? And then I want to kind of get an update on some of the other lakes. Is it going into April? Probably about done before the end of April. How long do you anticipate it?
I would anticipate we're sitting about 16 to 18 inches of ice on most of the lake. We're not seeing significant slush, so I don't know if we're going to get the really big thicknesses over up to 2 feet. So we will more than likely have ice, I'm going to guess, at least until the first week of April, and possibly longer, depending on how the weather shapes up as far as the warm.
And you mentioned there isn't a lot of slush. That really makes getting around on Granby a lot easier, doesn't it?
Oh, man, it makes your life so much easier. Right now, travel is excellent. You can travel the lake. There is some small slush pockets as you get towards the larger bays, back towards like Arapahoe Bay. But really, this has been an exceptional year for lack of slush and lack of deep snow. So travel's good. Lots of machines out there, ATV, snowmobiles. Nice to see after last year.
Oh, you bet. Why don't you take us through some of the other lakes in your area and what's going on with them, like William Forks, Grand Lake?
So Grand Lake right now, the snow is actually building there, and we're having a little bit more slush problems on Grand Lake. The bite remains consistent. It's primarily for us, it's a numbers fish. We don't do a lot with the big fish on Grand Lake just because of the structure and the way the lake shapes up through the ice anyways. Rainbows and browns have been good. They're up in the rocks in that sub 20 feet of water. We're kind of seeing them out a little deeper right now. And going over to Williams Fork, the bite over there has been pretty consistent all year. the guides over there, Sam and Rhett, they've been working hard. I've been seeing some really, really good fish coming out for the big fish, and they're talking about pretty decent numbers over there. What they are finding, though, is it's kind of the same thing on Granby, is that they need to work and work the locations to find the fish that are willing to bite, as well as change that presentation. The takeaway game with the spoons has really been working well for them as far as numbers fishing for lake trout.
And on Williams Fork, are you starting to see a pike bite pick up, or are they in such a different location this time of the year and you're concentrating on the lake trout?
This time of the year, we concentrate on the lake trout. We usually start looking a little bit more for pike as we get towards the end of the ice season, that late spring, kind of when the snow is off of the lake. Then we start chasing the pike up in the shallows. Same thing, they'll start moving into where they're going to be in their spawning beds, their spawning areas. So they're going to move up into the shallower areas where the creeks are coming in as well.
What about some of the other lakes around the area? You've got Wolford, you've got Willow Creek. What's going on and anything else up there?
Willow Creek has been pretty consistent. I've been hearing a decent number of kokanee being caught out there, which is good to hear out of Willow Creek. Same thing with Wolford. Wolford is fishing really well for kokanee in the big bay there by the dam. The typical stuff, the jigging machines, you got to move around to find them. Once you find where the fish are and they want to move, they seem to be starting to see some good numbers come out of there.
Any other opportunities up there we should bring up?
Well, the rivers are going to start to run, depending on which part of the county that you're in out here. Don't be afraid to get out and fish the rivers. I might want to do it early rather than later before the big runoff, because we have some potential for some ash to start running through the rivers after the fires from the fall.
Yeah, I could imagine that. That's something we're going to have to keep in touch with you and a lot of people around the state, is that what's the impact of the runoff on those fire areas? We had some huge burns in the state and could impact a lot of fishing and a lot of just total outdoor activity. I mean, well, Forest Service could close some lands. Dan, if people want to get a hold of you, if they want to book a trip, how do they get a hold of you guys?
You can find us on Facebook, Fishing with Bernie. Same thing, fishingwithbernie.com. And on Instagram at Fishing with Altitude or Fishing with Bernie.
All right. And, you know, I really appreciate you coming on and giving us an update. You're fishing one of my favorite areas in the state. It's such a great, great place to go fishing. We'll have you on again real soon. So if things change or if there's any drastic differences, give me a holler and we'll report it out to people.
That sounds good, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thanks. That's Dan Shannon from Fishing with Bernie. I'll tell you, what a bunch of great guys up there. And, you know, Granby for the longest time has been one of my favorite lakes in the state. I travel so much, I don't get to fish it as much as I used to. By the way, if you want to see some of the fishing at Granby, go to my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom, and you'll find that we've got Ice Fishing with Bernie and the guys from Sun Power Sports up there, a couple shows like that. We've got Summer Fishing with the Fishing with Bernie guys up there on Grand Lake and Granby, and we've got three or four shows. One of them's kind of a mix of all the seasons. Some are just open water, some are just ice fishing, but I'll tell you, we didn't capture it on film, but we have a picture of it in one of the shows up there. Karen and I were up there hunting big fish with Bernie once, and we caught four fish over 20 pounds. Two of them we caught at the same time. Now, we caught more fish than that, but we had two in the net at the same time that they took a picture of Karen and I holding both of them. She claims hers is bigger, but if you look at the picture, she's giving me a look right now, it's obvious that mine's a little bigger than hers. I'll probably hear about that after the show, even though Bernie measured hers as being longer. But check out the YouTube channel, Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. You'll find so much fishing from right here on the Front Range there. And then follow us on Facebook. If you followed us on Facebook, you would have known that Dan Shannon was going to be on this morning to give this update, and we'll probably post this podcast up on our Facebook channel, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. We're going to take a quick time out, and we come back. Parks and Wildlife is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the big game license applications coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.